U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is coming to Prague, the third leg of his Eastern European tour. Some 5 weeks after the Obama administration shelved plans to build elements of a missile defense system in the Czech Republic and Poland, Mr. Biden is expected to dispel concern that the United States has pushed the region to the periphery of its interest. Jan Richter spoke earlier to the head of the Political Science Institute of Prague's Charles University, Bořivoj Hnízdo. He says any reassurance Mr. Biden can give the Czech Republic will be very important.
From the Czech perspective, sure, it's a very important visit because actually in the last few weeks after the decision not to build the radar in Czech Republic, there is a lot of discussion among Czech politicians and also in Czech dailies and in Czech public about the future of the relationship between Czech Republic and the United States, or better to say, what will be the involvement of the United States in this part of Europe.
On his Eastern European tour, Mr. Biden already visited Poland, whose officials said they were interested in taking part in the revamped project of missile defense. What do you think Czech politicians will say tomorrow after Mr. Biden arrives in Prague?
I think that at the end, majority of Czech politicians, representatives of political parties, will support this idea. But of course, we have to recognize that Czech political parties are a bit divided in this issue or previous issue. Particularly, there is split between right-wing parties and left-wing parties, and we have to know that also. Today's recent political situation in Czech Republic is a bit complicated because we expected premature election. It did not happen. Now we have government without political party representation. So it's a bit difficult situation from that point of view. So I'm expecting the answer yes, but a bit weaker than in Poland.
There is a number of strategic issues Czech politicians will want to discuss with Mr. Biden tomorrow, including a deal concerning the Transalpine pipeline. Do you think that Mr. Biden has the authority to give any of these projects the green light?
In some way, I think that the United States is interested in this project, and surely for in this way, I think that we can find some agreement of all political party spectrum in Czech Republic, because I think it's quite a natural policy to find another sources of the strategic material, particularly oil, and the ways to the Czech Republic, not only to be dependent on the Russian oil.
Former President Václav Havel said he expected Mr. Biden to assure Czechs that Central and Eastern Europe has not disappeared from America's field of vision. Do you think the United States is in fact ready to act on this?
I think that yes, the answer is yes, but of course Czechs know, and not only Czechs, other nations of this part of Europe, that actually the technical part of it and real the problem of the missile defense is actually the ball on the American side from us, Czechs, Poles, or Romanians. The most important thing is actually any gesture which is giving to this region that the United States is interested in this region.
The head of the Political Science Institute of Prague's Charles University